The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, folks.
Here we go.
I love to do that now.
I know, it's fun. You put your... I don't know if everybody knows, you're biting your thumb on her back teeth.
Yep, yep.
Going in from the side.
It makes your mouth kind of twist a little bit.
It's fun.
It's really fun. Yeah. I hope you can understand me because I ain't going to talk this way the whole show.
It'd be fun if we did, though. We'd be slobbering all over.
Yes. I'd have to use something other than my thumb.
Yeah, we'd have to have maybe some chaw.
A cigar.
Something stuck back. Yeah, like a cigar stuck back. I wouldn't put a cigar. I don't think I would put a cigar in my mouth. Ugh.
Okay.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Yeah, is it gross? Is it?
No.
No?
Yeah, it's not pleasant, but it's not gross.
That's it. There you go. Hey, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM. As you know, Pittsfield Community Radio allows us to do this show, and you can do one too.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. We would love to have you come in and see the schedule get all filled up.
Yeah, you can have an interest. Come in here, talk to the powers that be, and maybe do your own show. But in the meantime, if you would like to join us on our show...
We would love to have you, and mm-hmm. all you got to do is contact us at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
All righty, then. You have a disclaimer for us today?
I do.
I love the one you did last week.
I'm
have you heard
to
from
hear,
him?
No, it's playing. Just played a little while ago.
Oh, that's
ago.
Right. So right now we're recording, and it's Leap Day.
Yes.
And
Happy birthday.
You will, although, hear us a week later. So mm-hmm. really, it's mm-hmm. not Leap Day today, but it is today for us, but it's not for you.
It was for you.
Glad there's never an end to you doing that. That's so adorable.
I forgot to laugh. There you go.
Okay. Well, we are here today in the funky weather.
I am not complaining.
Today is what? Thursday, mm-hmm. March.
On my planet.
Thursday, March.
No.
So today's the leap.
No.
Today's leap day.
Isn't it 29?
Yeah, today's leap day.
February.
While we're recording.
Oh.
But everyone's listening on a different day.
Gotcha.
Which is the 6th, correct? Is that correct? The 6th.
I'm not looking forward to the 6th.
Is it the 6th?
I have a physical coming up, and I don't like
them. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Oh.
We'll get through it.
just a routine thing, right?
Oh, yeah. A yearly thing.
Yeah. We all do that.
Yeah.
We all have that. Don't be a fraidy cat.
Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
So, yeah, the weather that we had then, it would be last week, because today everyone's listening, and I think it's March 6th, Thursday, because today, Thursday, that we're recording is February 29th, Leap Day, which won't happen again for another
4 years.
Do you know anyone who was born on Leap Day?
No.
I wonder how that works, if you celebrate the day before.
Probably any way they want it to.
And then do you take advantage of the fact that you are a certain age for 4 years and you do not age again until your birthday, so you're really 4 years younger than you would be had you had a regular birthday?
It's kind of like having your birthday on Christmas. Do you get extra gifts?
Oh, or do you get one gift and they say, this is your birthday and your Christmas present?
That would be cruel.
Mark, my husband, has gone through that because his birthday is December 19th.
Ah.
And even though that's not real close to Christmas,
yeah,
that's what would happen. He would get a gift and it would be a combo.
Oh,
yeah,
poor guy.
You can't do that. You can't do that. One time I had a party for him and I had already put up the Christmas tree and my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandkids came in. They bought wrapping paper for birthday at the dollar store, and they came in our house and they covered the entire tree.
We are giving you Christmas this
That's
year.
That's right. It's just your birthday. It is your birthday.
Aww.
All right. So, what are we talking about today? Oh, we're doing holidays. We're doing holidays.
Well, you are.
I don't have a holiday for the 29th, so it must be just that the 29th is a holiday.
Because it doesn't exist.
That's true. Every 4 years. Wednesday, though, oh,
yeah.
No, we can't do that because it's actually not that'll mess everyone up. So we will do March 6th, which is Dentist Day, which I think we did mention.
Which is a Tuesday.
That is
it's a Wednesday.
A Thursday.
A Thursday?
Isn't it? Today's the 29th.
Oh, dear.
9 and 7, 6.
I better check because... I might be doing a couple of different things on the same day at the same time in different
Let's
places.
Let's just settle this right now. March 7th is today. The day you are listening is March 7th. Remember, I had the holidays from last year, which Mary actually told us we were screwed up,
yes.
And I still have
yes.
that same sheet because the holidays are the same.
So does that mean the 6th is on a Wednesday?
The 6th is on a Wednesday. Are you relieved?
Yes.
So it's the 7th. Which is Alexander Graham Bell Day. The 8th is Proofreading Day. The 10th of March is Mario Day.
Mario as in the anime kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I think so. Did they still do that?
I think so.
The 11th is Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day.
Ooh, now that doesn't sound bad.
What kind of nuts would you put in?
Cheddar. Swiss or cheddar?
In a waffle?
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Well, I thought the first thing that came to my mind was pecans or pecans. I didn't think of cheese. And March 12th is Alfred Hitchcock Day.
Ooh.
I love, you know what? I have to make sure that you just got to binge on Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
Do you like Alfred Hitchcock?
I did.
Why don't you any longer?
Because he's gone.
Well, I didn't mean him as a person. His stuff. Hey, did you see that?
Yeah.
Stuff. His stuff. He was brilliant. He was brilliant, but
he was in every one of his shows.
He was somewhere in there. And he was married, I think, several times, which is really, I just don't look at him and think of him as the marrying type. And I know that that's...
I'm not going
Well, you know, he seems very quiet. He seems very into his work.
That's not what you're getting into.
Well, no, not bad. He just is odd. He's an odd duck.
Which will attract another odd duck.
Well, that's true. This is true. I didn't mean to profile. This is true. You're right. And what is an odd duck? I mean, I'm an odd duck. You're an odd duck. We're all odd ducks.
I hope so.
Speaking of ducks.
Quack.
I had a duck egg yesterday. A goose egg.
I don't want to hear about it.
It's
you
just
ate
a,
it?
Well, it's a big old egg. You eat eggs.
Yeah.
It's a big egg. And
yeah,
I'll tell you, it was a little funky in my head, you know, thinking
right,
about it.
You're right.
But it's this big egg that a friend of mine gave us. And the yolk, obviously, is quite large. It's a little more bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
The richness, though, of the yolk is really good. You know how people make burgers and they put an egg on it?
Yes.
Well, this is the kind of egg you want, because the yolk is just very creamy and tastes good. I don't know how you say that tastes good. I don't know how to really describe the taste of an egg yolk, but it was good, and I just did it. I didn't even.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're right, though. You're right. Because I can't go, because I do eat eggs.
Right. It's just our thing. It's just, you know, I sent my friend, I said, here, we cooked the egg, and I sent her a little meme of a duck on a plate. But then I found out it was a goose, so. Anyway.
Which is one of the reasons I'm a vegetarian.
There you go. On the 13th is napping day. And also Jewel Day.
Ooh.
And the 14th is Pi Day. P-I.
Oh, okay. I don't want to divide anything.
I don't either. I'm not good at math. So I'm going to put an E there.
Okay.
Pi. I love pie.
Chocolate banana.
Chocolate banana cream.
Lemon cream.
Oh, yeah. Lemon meringue. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a pine, blueberry. Blueberry is my favorite. Warm with chocolate ice cream.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's good. Anything with chocolate ice cream is good. The 15th is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Oh, that's not good.
Then the 16th, we'll stop there.
I'm never leaving that day.
The 16th is Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
I don't know any of those.
Well, now wait a minute. There are some, you know.
I had one.
There are some absolutely incredible kids for a short time. Oh, on that same day, this is good. Everything You Do Is Right Day.
After the wrong day.
I had to put that in there because, yes, the wrong day, that you've got to have some relief.
Gotcha.
And there we go. There's the holidays.
Now, I don't have true or false today.
What do you have?
I have riddles.
Oh, I don't have to write anything down then.
No, well, okay. You'll have to maybe. First one. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain on Earth?
McKinley.
Don't tell me now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ah, oh.
You're wrong anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Number two. A bus driver was heading down a street in Colorado. He went right past a stop sign without stopping. He turned left where there was a no left turn sign. And he went the wrong way on a one-way street. Then he went on the left side of the road past a cop car. Still, he didn't break any traffic laws. Why not?
Where was he?
Colorado.
Okay.
Number three, how many sides does a circle have?
These are good. These are good brain teasers.
Uh-huh.
And they're tricky.
Yes.
They're tricky. All right, I can't wait to have you repeat those because I forgot them. No, I didn't. So it's the Mount Everest, the bus driver, and the sides of a circle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My friend today brought me some Easter candy, and they're all my favorites. They're Rocher gold covered things. Ferraro Rocher. They're so yummy. They've got that crunch, and then we've got a peanut butter. Anything with peanut butter, a peanut butter egg, and some of these Lindor chocolates with that creamy stuff in the middle, and then the thing I've never had, which is a Cadbury cream egg. I buy them every single year for my kids. Yes, I still do Easter baskets. And this cream inside, I know it's supposed to look like a yolk. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that will be my.
And it does. It's got a little yellow.
Okay. That will be my new candy, but I have them displayed here on the table in front of me, trying to decide which one I'm going to eat first.
And I had to warn her, those ones with the cream.
The Cadbury cream egg.
Those are really rich.
She told me to get ready to take a nap after I have this sugar-filled. How many did you have?
Just one.
Just one?
I ate the one with the cream, and then I had the one with the peanut butter.
Oh, gosh. And then how long did it take for you to crash?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. And were you somewhere where you were able to crash?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I was reading on a computer, and I fell asleep, and I woke up, and the computer was still going.
You fell asleep in the chair?
Yeah.
With your head on the keyboard?
No.
Is it a recliner?
Are you trying to think of... No. What? Yes, it was a recliner.
Oh, okay. So she relaxed.
I was.
So at least you had the... You know, if you're somewhere where you can take that crashy nap, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a while back I was in my office doing real estate at the computer, and I... Computer. And I had a Snicker bar because I was really hungry. So I ate a whole Snicker bar, and I crashed, and I literally did put my head down on my desk. I didn't fall asleep, but I was definitely somewhere else.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, because in the back of my mind, I knew I couldn't really fall asleep in my office.
Why not?
Because my office was right near where people walk in. Well, I could have closed my door. But the crash is terrible. It's like you just can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. And it takes you forever to get out of it.
It does. So what do you do to get out of it? Have coffee?
Have another one.
Why not, right?
By then it's time for bed.
So it's all about timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you start? Noon?
It might have been.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to continue what I did last week because I didn't finish the how to get lost and how to stay there kind of thing. And what have you got?
I'm going to talk about deathbed requests.
Oh, my. Go for it.
You want me to go?
Uh-huh.
So these are off-the-wall deathbed requests. So the majority of people stipulate how to distribute their own assets and to their loved ones, don't they? Yes. So they always, these people worried about that ho-hum funeral, the run-of-the-mill, you know.
They didn't want it.
Do their thing, bury them, and go eat. that's what happens. But there's a lot of people who are just not okay. With that.
Okay.
So this gentleman wanted to be standing at the funeral. So
as a corpse?
Well, yes. He wanted to stand. So this was in 2008. He's 24 years old. Angel Pantoa. If it's J-A, how do you pronounce that? This is Puerto Rican, so it's so it's Pantoja, Pantoja, J A. In Puerto Rico, he passed away. His mother decided to fulfill his unusual and downright creepy funeral request. He didn't want to be lying down in a casket during his funeral. He wanted to be standing. So for a 3-day wake in his mother's living room, his body stood up. Right, wearing a New York Yankees cap and sunglasses.
I hope something else.
Well, yes, I'm sure. And I wonder, though, how they got him.
I would be afraid to walk into the room during the day.
Yeah, that would freak me right out. 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, you're just not using it. You ever hear that song, Prop Me Up? Before the jukebox, prop me up near the jukebox when I die. Yeah, it's a country song. Did you guess?
I did.
Prop me up beside the jukebox when I die. I don't want to go to heaven. No, he does want to go to heaven. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I'll take your word for it.
Alrighty.
Now.
Yes.
How to get lost.
Yes.
I told you a couple of ways that you can do that. Random traveling, direction sampling, backtracking. And I think I left off on direction traveling. Oh, no, I think I did that one, but I'm going to repeat it because it's, you know.
Okay.
According to Dr. Hill, picking a cardinal direction and heading that way is a really bad strategy. Say you want to go north or you're going to go east. That's unfortunate because this is the one that often gets employed by overconfident outdoor enthusiasts and takes them from really lost to totally lost in very short order, because travel is no longer about hooking up to a trail or identifying landmarks, but simply going in whatever direction the lost person has chosen. Under normal circumstances, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense under lost circumstances either. There are even stories of hunters and hikers ignoring trails and roads, crossing power lines, highways, and even backyards because they're convinced those landmarks, which generally point in the direction of civilization, are going the wrong way, while they themselves are headed in the right direction.
Because now, this is interesting, because you could be on a highway and you're headed north, but you know you have to go west. Mm-hmm. But that highway at the moment is going north until it turns.
Yep, so you can't follow it.
So you can't. You have to just trust that this is correct. And you are going west, but for a moment you're going north and then turning because that's the way the road is cut into the landscape. Is that right?
That's right.
Hmm. Do you hike? Did you?
I used to.
Did you ever get lost?
Yeah.
Hiking? Because we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
What do we...
Because I did it on purpose.
I thought you did it on purpose in a car.
We did.
Okay.
I didn't do it on purpose in the woods because it was close to my house and I knew generally which direction to take.
But you did. I remember you telling me you did it on purpose with your friend in a car. Which is really fun if you're with a friend.
Yeah, because we go to all these places we've never seen before, and it's like, oh, wow, what's out here?
And then where did you have to sleep that night?
Oh, we'd go home. We'd all do it in one day.
You'd go home?
Oh, yeah.
How did you know how to get home if you were lost?
We found...
probably followed signs.
No, I just stayed on the road until it looked familiar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that sounds really fun.
It was.
To go with a person like you that would say, don't be afraid. This is good.
We would get to a crossroads and say, okay, flip a coin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that. That'd be a really...
gas was cheap.
That'd be a cool movie. Kind of like Thelma and Louise.
Find yourself. Okay.
Pringles inventor, the potato chip.
Yeah, he died and they put him in the Pringles.
He wanted to be, his name was Fred Bauer, and he designed the can, and he was very proud of his accomplishment, so he requested that some of his ashes were buried inside one of the cans, and his children did that in a Pringles can. I get that.
Wasn't there someone who did that in a Frisbee?
How do you do that? You can't. It'll fall out.
I thought you told me that.
That somebody put their ashes in a Frisbee and then flung it?
Well, no. You can open up the Frisbee, put them in, and then close it.
Oh, I didn't. Did I say Frisbee? Because I do know there was a clamshell, a giant clamshell that my husband's aunt got buried in the ocean. And it's biodegradable. And you put it in the water. And it slowly sinks, but it melts. So the ashes,
clam melts?
The shell is made out of a material. But it looks like
a
really pretty clam shell.
Wow.
I may have said the Frisbee thing. I just don't
remember. Yeah.
But you know, now that I'm thinking about it, when we were doing my dad's ashes, we went to Hampton Beach. This was his request.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, you're not supposed to go out in a boat and... You know,
yeah,
put the
they
ashes
don't like
in.
That anymore.
But we found out the cost of going out, and it was like $1,500. So yeah, it was crazy. So we did. We went out and walked out into the water and kind of just had some in our hands and kind of put it in the water. But if you put it in a Frisbee that's biodegradable, you could just fill the Frisbee and fling it out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And it would just, that would actually be kind of fun.
Okay.
In a weird way.
I want to be buried in a tree.
And you told me that. Now, do you want to be buried around the tree or in it?
No, I want to be buried with the seed of the tree. The roots of the tree.
So
I will grow into the tree.
So you want holes drilled and then you're poured into the holes?
You get a pot and you put in some soil and you put in roots of a tree and you put in you and you water it.
Oh, okay.
And as the tree grows, it uses all of the good stuff from the body.
From the ashes?
Yeah, to grow.
Okay. So will it be blonde?
It'll probably be...
an aspen. It will be.
I was thinking birch.
A birch?
Yeah.
I think an aspen.
They're flimsy.
But they're beautiful.
But they fall so easy.
They fall over or they lose their leaves?
Both.
They fall over?
They do.
There's a whole bunch of them out in like near the Grand Canyon
Where
or Pecosa
Springs.
Where are we
going with this?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
We always do that.
Okay. Backtracking.
Yes.
As you might expect, going back the way you came can be a pretty successful strategy once you realize you've lost your way. This is true whether you're lost in the woods or a city or a mall or a park. It's not so good at sea. You really can't say, well, we turned left at that one wave. The problem with backtracking is that it takes patience and constant awareness of your surroundings, and those are often the first two things that fly right out the window when someone realizes that they're lost. It also doesn't help that many lost people seem disinclined to backtrack, as we've seen. Either they don't think they need to because their destination is just around the corner. Spoiler alert, it isn't. Or they don't want to because going back would be an admission of failure.
Ouch.
Or would be like walking right back to square one of being lost.
Would you feel that way?
Sure.
I wouldn't.
No,
I just
want to
get
not.
Back. But you should mark your trail. Mark your trail.
Got gingerbread?
No.
Like Hansel and Gretel?
That doesn't work. You know the animals will eat that. And they're it's
if
brown.
If you poison it, then the bodies will be there and you could pop.
I would mark my trail. I would have little strings in my pocket and I would tie them around the trees so that I could find my way or break branches. My dad and I used to break branches when we would go on trails and horseback riding.
Destroy the hurt.
We just we did. We broke a little branch. As we'd go, we just break a branch over our heads or to the right or left, just break a branch. We never got lost though. Napoleon Bonaparte. He left his friends his hair. When French leader Napoleon Bonaparte died, his friends weren't all that surprised that he had an unusual last request. The ruler asked for his head to be shaved upon his death, but what did he want done with his hair? He wanted it evenly distributed among his among his closest friends, of course. As it turned out, some of them did keep the hair, and when tests were performed on it, high traces of arsenic were revealed, fueling the theory that Bonaparte was assassinated with arsenic poisoning.
I believe it.
Into your hair that fast?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was there a while.
With arsenic poisoning?
Sure.
So you don't die right away?
No, it kind of weakens you, but like I would know.
I'm a little bit scared now. Okay, I've known you for years. So it was in the follicles of his hair.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they get drug tests sometimes. They take your hair because heroin or whatever can get in the hair.
Well, call me. I did not know this.
Okay. View enhancing. The process of ascending to high ground to get a better look at the surrounding area definitely qualifies as one so-called and presumably patented purposeful behaviors. It's a method for getting your bearings that is favored both by experienced outdoors people and fictional systems analysts marooned on deserted islands after the Federal Express plane they're flying crashes in the South Pacific.
Castaway.
There you go. As a matter of fact, on Tom Hanks' very first day on the island in Castaway, he climbs up to the island's highest point to get a better look around. Eventually, Andrew Gaskell did the same thing. I don't know who Andrew Gaskell is. Unfortunately, what both guys discovered was just how lost and alone they really are.
And you haven't seen Castaway?
No.
You need to see Castaway.
Who is Andrew Gaskell?
I don't know. Never heard that name. He must be famous for something. He's famous for getting lost. But you need, I don't mean to tell you what to do.
But yes, you do.
But you need to see Castaway. It is such a good movie. And that scene when he goes up to the top of that mountain or hill or whatever it is he climbs.
Yeah.
When he stands up there.
Yeah.
And they show him looking left, right, you know, north, south, east, west. He looks all around. And like you said, he realizes how alone.
Yeah.
And how lost he is. Okay. It's an excellent movie.
I like him.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yes.
Dining with the Deceased. Dining. Ooh. This is September 1891. Oh. Yeah. I know, isn't that creepy? Mm. I know, you can just imagine before I even read it. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you have to eat? What would they eat? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You have to feed them? Mm. Oh. September 1891, over the course of a year, a wealthy Vermont businessman, his name was John Bowman. His wife and daughter both passed away, leaving him grief-stricken, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
As Bowman's health deteriorated and he inched closer to his own death, he started to obsess over the idea that his family would be reincarnated together. So he set up a $50,000 trust to pay his servants and staff to maintain his 21-room mansion, set the table, and prepare dinner every night in case he came back to life. The trust ultimately ran out of money in 1950. They were doing that until 1950.
I wonder what they did when nobody else came and ate the dinner.
Well, I would guess maybe their servants didn't believe that you could be reincarnated, and they had some good food.
Could be.
They had some awesome meals every night because why would they throw it away?
That's kind of, reincarnation does not mean you're brought back to life.
Well, I would love to see this place. So if you want to look this guy up, everybody, his name is John Bowman. It's spelled exactly how it sounds, B-O-W-M-A-N. And I'm sure if you look up John Bowman and put a couple more words in there that pertain to this article.
Like death.
Like death and dining until 1950.
There
1950.
Wow.
1950.
I missed him by 1 year.
How about it? They were still doing that.
Wow.
I would love, I'm going to look up this place. This would be a cool place to visit.
Okay.
All right.
Root. Sampling.
Root, R-O-U-T-E or R-O-O-T?
R-O-U-T-E.
I knew that.
Because if you're looking for the other one, you're not lost. Okay. You're just digging around.
You're just weird.
Yeah. At the convergence of multiple trails or paths or streams, a lost person picks one of the branches and travels down it as far as they can without worrying that they won't be able to find their way back to the place where the trails intersection.
Ah.
If the lost person is carrying a bucket of Day-Glo paint or some other brand of daytime fluorescing paint and a brush available for painting on rough surfaces like tree bark, they may consider painting a marker on a tree located near the intersection so they can easily find their way back. This may not be an option for most lost people, however, because if that first path doesn't pan out or run into anything familiar, the lost person returns to their base of operations, perhaps demarcated by a painted tree, and tries another route. They repeat this process until they've exhausted all the paths or found their way out. And sometimes if you put marks on a tree like that and you come up the other side of the tree, you'd miss the mark.
You don't see it.
Yeah.
So my string idea is good. Just tie a piece of yarn around the tree.
Don't birds take that and
then you don't hurt
put it in their nests?
Well, hopefully I'm not lost that long. Yeah. I had a bird's nest on my front door, and it was amazing because I looked at it, and it had string, pieces of things that you're like, wow. And it had a long piece of masking tape.
Wow.
It had to be about a foot long,
wow,
all wrapped around and woven in to this nest. It was fascinating. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. So if you ever see a bird's nest, look at it close. See what's in there.
I probably, if I go hiking again, will carry chimes or something with me and put them in the tree so that the wind will blow them and make me look for them.
Oh, that's a real good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love wind chimes. Mm-hmm. Do you have wind chimes?
I do, but I don't have them outside yet.
Not me either. Well, not me either. Not me either. Well, yes, you know what? I have to say I do have my wind chimes out because the eave of the house comes out, so I hung them under the eaves so they don't get snowed on. Or I just love wind chimes. I always wanted a big open porch with wind chimes.
Aww.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Oh, Evco.
What?
Hypnosis? I would like to try that.
What is it? I didn't even hear it. I was looking up John Bowman.
And what did you find?
Oh, I found out that he worked as a tanner in Vermont, and he later served on the Vermont House of Representatives, followed by a period of time living in Stony Creek, New York, but it doesn't say where he's. There's a.
Are you sure it's the right one?
Yeah. The whole story is here.
Oh.
They have a mausoleum for his wife and daughter, but I can't see if you can see the house or where the house is. So
you got to go to Wikipedia.
We have listeners that are probably looking that up for us right now.
I hope so, because, man, I I've only gotten a few emails lately, and
you gotta give her some more emails. You know, we do get some, but we would like to hear from you if you have any answers or questions.
You just reminded me of Carol Burnett playing the secretary to Miss
Hutchinson
or something like that.
She was Miss... I forgot.
But the voice, you had
voice.
It. You had that voice.
Yeah. She would do her nails.
Yeah.
And a Mrs. Wiggins. A Mrs. Wiggins. That's who she was. And she was chewing gum. You know, she chewed gum and did her nails. And she walked with her little high heels. Mrs. Wiggins. And that was, what's his name? Tim Conway.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. All right.
Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain on Earth is the first one. A bus driver was heading down a street in Colorado. He went right past a stop sign without stopping. He turned left where there was no left turn sign and went the wrong way on a one-way street. And then he went on the left side of the road past a cop car. Still didn't break any traffic laws, and why not? And how many sides does a circle have?
Okay. I think I know the answer to two of those.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
All righty then. So I am going on with people who, I just have two more of the people who, I have a few more. Annual seance for Henry Houdini.
Ooh.
October 1926. As the most famous illusionist of all time, it's no surprise that Harry Houdini didn't want a traditional funeral. The magician's last request was for his wife. He wanted her to hold a seance for him every year on the anniversary of his death, which is eerily on Halloween.
Is it really?
Yes, it says it right here.
Okay.
Must be true, right?
Right.
So he could communicate with her from beyond the grave. He left her a code to repeat. Rosabelle. Answer, tell, pray, answer, look, tell, answer, tell.
Couldn't he just kind of use one strange word? I mean, that's a lot to remember.
But alas, after 10 years of trying with no luck, she gave up the tradition. But that didn't stop others from taking it up and continuing to do it to this day.
He's in a better place.
Didn't he die?
He should not have died, and he did a silly thing, and that's what
was
got
it
him.
Under the ice?
No, he was, from what I understand, now I wasn't there. They said that he had a trick that he would do. He would ask people to punch him in the stomach because he would tighten his muscles. And it wouldn't hurt him. And some people didn't believe him, and apparently somebody did, and they did it too hard, and it was right before he went on stage to do a trick with water and drowned.
I did remember now that it's the water thing. Didn't his appendix, was it his appendix
I'm not
that
sure.
burst?
I'm not sure. That's all I got.
There's a good movie.
You like movies.
I do. I love movies. This is an old one, though. And it's, I forgot who played Houdini. But I think there was one where he went under the ice. And he couldn't find the hole to try to get out. But he heard his mother. He heard his mother's voice in his head that led him
was
to the hole.
Was she still around?
No.
Oh.
And that's how I think this is the right one. And I'll think of the actor in a moment.
Okay.
Tony Curtis.
Staying put if you're lost. Just stay put. Mm-hmm. If you haven't deliberately slipped off the grid, like Christopher McCandless when he walked into the Alaskan wilderness in the spring of 1992, there should be a decent expectation that a search party will be organized once your friends and family and the relevant authorities agree that you have officially been gone way too long. If that is true, by far the best thing you can do once you realize you're lost is to stay right where you are and sit tight, because if there is anything more difficult than finding a needle in a haystack, it's finding a needle that keeps moving around.
Yes, stay put. And if you know how to whistle, you know, with your fingers in your mouth, that loud whistle. Or if you bring a whistle, you should bring a whistle.
That's a great idea.
Bring a loud whistle.
A tuba.
Yes. You can carry the tuba with your bucket of paint and paintbrush. I think if you're going to do the paint thing, you would probably do a spray can.
If you do the paint thing, put it all the way around the tree. Yeah, because otherwise you'll miss it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be just
heartbreaking. Oh, that would be horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Phone book roulette decides inheritors. This is this person who did this.
Wait till you hear this. Say that again.
Phone book roulette decides the inheritors.
Oh.
In 1988, if only Luis Carlos de Norada Cabral de Carma's list of friends was as long as his name, and I probably destroyed the name.
Oh.
Alas, when the wealthy Portuguese aristocrat created his will, he didn't have anyone to leave his fortune to.
Aww.
So he randomly selected 70 names out of the phone book, and the strangers relieved an inheritance when he passed away, estimated to be worth several hundred euros each.
Wow.
So people he didn't know?
That's nice.
Got a little bonus.
I like that.
I do too. I think that's cool. I think it'd be really cool to be alive and see the reaction from 1988. So maybe these people were even on a news program because they were
chosen, and it would be
cool to see. So maybe you could fake your death and pick the people.
Oh, that's cruel.
You can't even.
Are you really going to give the money away then?
No, not really, I guess. Well, you could. But there's no phone books now.
I was just thinking that. Everybody's got cell phones, and they're not in a phone book.
Nope.
And so there'd be very few people. I wonder, have you seen a phone book lately?
Interesting that you asked me, because just last week I got a phone book in the mail. A regular phone book. Looks like a phone book.
With yellow pages
like a
and
phone
everything?
Book. Yep. Very thin. It was about maybe 2 inches thick, maybe not even that much.
For the town
white
of Pittsfield?
White pages and yellow pages.
I'm sorry, city.
I'm not sure if it was Pittsfield or Berkshire County, but I looked for my name, and it wasn't in there. And I looked for Mark's name, and it wasn't in there. So I threw it away.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I thought, how did they choose, and are these landlines? I should have looked to see if they're all landlines, but we have a landline.
Really?
But it's I forgot what it's called. It's like $20 a year to have this landline. And I only have it because of days like what happened last week, which now would be 2 weeks ago, when AT&T went down
whole morning. Oh, yeah, I got an email from them apologizing for that.
Are they giving you the $5?
No.
Oh, they're supposed to be giving
because
all the...
I wasn't affected.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Ah. I guess everybody gets a $5 credit.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of nice. I mean, they can't give everybody $100. They'd go broke. Oh, they would go broke.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done with the losing.
You are?
Yeah.
You're not? So you're
so
starting something? Oh, okay. I have a Red Rose Day, December 1948. Jack Benny brought a whole new meaning to the idea that romance is never dead. Jack Benny.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who don't know who he is, yeah. He was a very funny comedian.
Straight-faced, and he just...
Yes, he was very funny, and he used to do comedy with Bob Hope and a lot of the other comedians back then.
And the faces he made.
Yep, but the timing was just perfect. So Jack Benny brought a whole new meaning to the idea that romance is never dead. When he passed away, he arranged for his widow to have one red rose delivered to her each day after his death.
Oh.
The last wish was carried on for 9 years.
Wow.
until she passed away.
Was it one every day?
Every day.
Oh, wow.
Every day.
So does that mean she'd have to be home to get it?
Well, I think so. I think so. Maybe they could just tape it to her door. I mean, did they cheat and just say, look, I'm not coming back every day. Here's seven. I'll come every week. Here's seven roses. Just figure it out. Isn't that sweet? Every
maybe,
day.
Maybe she could have used the money more.
Well, a rose.
For 9 years?
For 9 years.
That's
a lot of roses.
Yeah. That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies. I'll figure it out. Oh. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
So Star Trek
yes.
creator
yeah.
requested to be cremated and sent into space.
Yep.
That's Gene Roddenberry.
I knew that.
Love Star Trek. You love Star Trek. I love the old Star Treks.
His wife did too.
Did she?
Yep.
That's really good. That's a good thing. Yeah. You wouldn't want a wife that didn't like it. Just because couldn't really talk about it much.
She died after him, but she went into space as well.
Oh, she went into space. Because she liked Star Trek. Yes.
She was in Star Trek quite a bit.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. Remember Nurse Chapel?
Yes.
That was his wife.
No.
Yes.
Get
like
out.
Laxwana Troy.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I do remember her.
Yep.
She wasn't in every episode, but she was definitely in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't she end up having a love thing for a moment with one of them?
Couple of them.
Yeah. I remember that. All right. So we could just talk Star. Maybe we'll do a Star Trek show.
Hey.
Who knows?
Hey.
We could do.
I got
a
picture of Scotty.
Do you? Did he sign it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't. He didn't sign it for me. He signed it for somebody else who gave it to me.
Is that right?
Gift.
Is their name on it?
I think so.
Oh, it's worth more money if it's not personalized. Did you know that?
If it's not personalized?
Not personalized.
Why?
Just the signature. I guess for someone who collects and buys, they don't want it with someone else's name on it. That's my guess.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If I'm going to give it to June.
If you were going to sell it.
But June wanted to give it to me, then it would have her name on it.
Correct.
And then if
you wanted to sell it, it wouldn't be worth as much as if it just had his name signed. That's cool. Spock really spoke to Gene Roddenberry when he said, live long and prosper. When the creator of Star Trek died, he requested to be cremated and sent into space, so he could live on forever in the stars. His wishes were carried out when his remains left Earth on a Spanish satellite in 1977, and his ashes were released into the atmosphere as the satellite orbited the planet. The same was done with his wife 10 years later.
Now,
so their
what
ashes
to
are just floating around. He died.
No, but I mean, could somebody have been watching them become part of the universe?
Like a video?
Yeah, somehow. Or they just take it for granted that's what was going to happen.
Well, if it's his ashes and they're out there, they're just floating
around. Would the ashes, would they float around or would they burn up or what?
I guess that's I don't know.
Anybody help me? I want to know.
So,
before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain on Earth?
I don't know.
Mount Everest. Just because it wasn't discovered doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Oh, that's such a trick. How many of you out there right now are going, I knew that. I knew that.
I love that one. I thought it was great. A bus driver heading down a street in Colorado goes all of these wrong ways and everything else goes. You can go by a cop car and nothing happens to him. Why?
I don't know.
Because he was walking.
He's a bus. I thought I knew that one. Then I realized it was in this country because I thought it has something to do with England and driving on the left. but I was wrong.
All right. How many sides does a circle have?
One.
Two. Inside and outside.
These are good.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Before we leave, one more millionaire launched a baby contest after his death in October. I just wanted to throw this one, a baby contest. He was Charles Miller. He said that the woman who gives birth to the most baby in 10 years will get his fortune. When the decade ended, the money was split between four women who each had nine babies.
Oh, that should be illegal. Oh, my word.
Can you imagine that? Nine babies in 10 years.
That's crazy.
Nine babies. How do you do that? You must have twins or triplets. It's got to be something
like
that.
You
got
to be. Oh,
and does adoption, I wonder if adoption was a...
Hold on, now that would...
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.